Paul and Titus, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. We'll end our reading there. We must be an ever-growing team, working together to ensure that this good news is being heard by the perishing, those that desperately need to hear it, to lock hands with one another, so that every quarter, every half a year, or by the end of the year, we can look back and say, you see that? He or she was in sin under the wrath of Almighty God. But the God whose heart is love used us, frail creatures of dust, to point him or her to the bleeding Savior. And oh, how he ran. Oh, how she ran and embraced the Savior. And that person's destination has completely changed from hell to heaven. That person's life has been transformed. That's what ministry work is all about. And that's why Paul is excited here. Because he knows that in this partnership with his brethren in Philippi, so much has been done in the reclamation of souls. And that's what our missions work is all about. That's why we are sending out missionaries. It's not simply to give them a free salary. It is in order to start up such lights everywhere. Lights where the gospel light will shine forth. And we support them with our time, we support them with our money, we support them in all kinds of logistical ways as the body of Christ in partnership with them in order to see this gospel, this good news getting to the many that need to hear it. And it necessitates that each one of us must put his shoulder to the wheel. Each one of us. The question is, are you? Are you responsibly playing your part to get this good news out? Are you? Friends, I'm asking, are you having fellowship with other believers in the gospel? Are you? Can brethren here be able to say about you that while bullets were going past their heads, as it were, in the trenches of warfare, in the business of reclaiming lost souls, you were with them in those trenches, laboring away with them, and that those precious souls that have been reclaimed from the enemy territory remind them about you, your partnership, your fellowship, your laboring together with them. Or are you a church member who somehow thinks you have played your role because you made that chair you are sitting on warm by 36 degrees centigrade? So you feel you've played your part.
After all, I was in church on Sunday. No, friends. What connects us together is this good news. It's this good news. And if you are not interested in this good news, I welcome your resignation from membership. Gladly. At least we will only have real soldiers remaining on the church roll. Be a regular visitor. That's all right. We'll have worship together. Here and in heaven. But all for soldiers to join hands for the sake of this gospel. First of all, we need to thank God that Zambians are willing to listen. I've been in parts of the world where if you take out a tract and you try to give it to somebody, he just and quickly goes past as if you're giving him a chameleon. Can't. But oh, what a day of opportunity God has given us in this land. Men and women will stop. They will listen to you. They will get your literature. Will you not be a part of it? A part of putting that good news into people's hands? Eh? Friends, let the dead bury their dead, whatever that means. At least it came out of the words of the Lord Jesus this weekend. Beware, this good news is being put into the hands of the dying, the perishing, the sorrowing, the miserable, those who have nothing but bad news. Be there and put it in their hands. But yet, we have a day of opportunity, brethren. Oh, that we would share this good news. And you see, you don't need to be a preacher. That's the goodness with the gospel. It's partnership. Your role could be perhaps getting the food ready for the team that's laboring. Your role perhaps would be counseling individuals at the back there somewhere. Your role could be that of folding some literature and putting it into people's hands. Your role could be a thousand other kinds of roles. But oh, to be there as a great team serving the Master for the cause of this good news. It's here on earth that we must do that work. It is here where men and women are still under the wrath of Almighty God. It is here where they are still mourning and sorrowing under the weight of sin. It is here where we need to join hands as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. A great army, as we were singing earlier on, stand up for Jesus. The strife will not be long. It is now that we must do that work. It's now that we must join hands. It is what the church is all about. Oh, brethren, I can go on, but I need to end. May it be that when Christ comes, we may look at one another and say, you know, we were privileged to belong to a company of God's people that gave priority